This is a true story from the summer of 2018. It's called, Is a Fish in Hand Worth Your Spouse in the River? And the story is read by my daughter, Isha.
Our hand-rowed boat came to a slow stop at a sun-dappled spot, not far from the riverbank. Our boatman carefully unpacked the hand-woven picnic basket. The naturalist who accompanied us on all our rainforest expeditions was also on board. He was the walking, talking, smart assistant who compensated for the lack of connected devices that would have otherwise given us instant answers to any random rainforest-related questions. We helped ourselves to the fresh fruits and bread rolls, while the boatman poured us each a glass of freshly squeezed camu camu juice. For those of you who are unfamiliar with camu camu, the Amazonian berry with extraordinary levels of vitamin C has, since its recent discovery, dethroned the acai berry from its top spot as an antioxidant. It was the last day of our week-long stay in a thatched bamboo hut on the banks of the Amazon. To my voracious family, the highlight of the day was not breakfasting on a rowboat on the world's largest river, but rather testing their piscatorial skills to catch piranhas for lunch. Yes, the red-bellied fish with razor-sharp teeth and a reputation for ferocious bites. A shoal of piranhas, I read in the Smithsonian mag before packing for this trip, could eat a 120-pound human in just a few minutes. I said a prayer hoping for safety more than a big catch. Having moved to a plant-based diet a few years ago, I stayed away from fishing. In a warm, maternal tone, I warned the family about the possible dangers of fishing piranhas, without sounding like a spoilsport. I moved to one end of the boat to stay out of the angler's way and sat fiddling my old, battered DSLR camera. I zoomed in and out of birds and small animals in the surroundings to keep myself busy and clearly out of the piranhas. Each of my family members gave me special instructions and photo angles to capture the moment they'd raise their first piranha out of the water, a photo that would surely go on their social media channels. I was happy to be the designated photographer. I was to fish photo moments while my husband and daughters fished the famed predator scavengers. They challenged each other to the greatest catch of the day and joked with the naturalist on board that their fishing skills could render the species extinct, at least in the Amazon. A few quiet minutes passed. The boatman got the first catch of the day, a particularly sinister-looking piranha with menacing teeth that could easily rip apart and paralyze a human. And then some more minutes passed, and then some more. The anticipation grew without any fish to boast. My family's bait-and-wait strategy didn't yield any results. They tried bigger pieces of chicken together with bits of leftover bread to invent a chicken sandwich that could whet a piranha's appetite. But either the piranhas, too, had moved to a vegan diet, or they were too wary of ingenious contraptions to land their species for lunch. My family didn't catch a single piranha for a long time. Every now and then, someone would feel a tug in the bamboo fishing pole and eagerly call out to snap the impending moment. But after 30 long minutes, a few hundred grams of chicken meat, several valuable fishing tips from the boatman, and strong encouragement from the naturalist, my family was left with only a few unidentifiable invertebrates. The piranhas remained elusive. The kids looked visibly disappointed. It was time for us to leave. We had to pack and head back to Iquitos to catch a flight. The boatman slowly prepared to row back to our modest river lodge, when all of a sudden my husband pulled out a considerable piranha. It was wriggling, twitching, and looked dreadful with its teeth in full view. I stood up to play my role as a photographer. In that same moment, my husband turned towards me with great pride and showmanship. The piranha swung too. It swung towards me with its spine-tingling jawbone fighting for its life. With images of the monster fish's mandible from Smithsonian Mag and Nat Geo Centerfold deeply etched in my mind, I yelped, swerved, and took a step back to avoid having my face disfigured by a dying piranha. I landed in the water. Splash, swish, swash. With one leg dangling in the air, the other immersed deep in the dangers of the Amazon, one arm holding out my ancient camera high above the water so I could save it before I saved myself, and another arm flailing, I was a sight. The sound of a falling human scared the daylights out of the water birds that were feeding nearby. An entire family of cormorants sitting atop a tree flew away in a frenzy, making guttural noises as if to warn their kith and kin of an intruder. Formidable raptors and birds of prey abandoned their vantage positions. Blackbirds and manakins dropped their half-eaten insects and flew helter-skelter. The avifauna around us reacted as if Homeland Security had just elevated the threat level in the region to high risk. The boatman, the naturalist, and my family all had a look of horror on their faces. Just this time, the naturalist didn't have any relevant Amazonian facts or figures to amaze us. The night before, we had spotted caimans not far from the spot I fell. Everyone dropped their bamboo poles and rushed to give me a helping hand. My husband did too. In his other hand was the piranha. I noted that he was reluctant to let go of the catch even while helping me out of the water. And this moment came to be defined in our lives as the "Is a fish in hand worth a spouse in the river?" moment.
That was Isha reading my story to mark the day that celebrates the art of oral storytelling, the 20th of March. If you've listened to the story and you have some feedback or you have some comments or you have some questions, needless to say, I'd be really happy to hear from you. And a little note about storytelling. I observe that when a real-life story is retold, it's never a simple recollection of facts. The story varies from storyteller to storyteller. The same story can be delivered in different ways to create a new mood or a sentiment each time. When my husband retells the story, he's the heroic piranha catcher. Of course, he's thankful that no one was hurt and adds that it was such a good idea that we didn't take our smartphones with us. The young adult in the family expresses disappointment for not having a camera to frame the fall. In her opinion, the fall was an act even expert actors couldn't have pulled off. Our younger daughter always narrates the story of how her mother made a great story out of a fall, adding, "Thank God, Mom and her camera are safe."